Welcome to the Search CRM Podcast. I'm Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the Business Applications Group at TechTarget, and I'm here today with Steve Krause, Senior Director for CRM Solutions at Pega. And we're going to be talking today about what's in store this year around customer engagement. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me today.
Sure thing. So Pega is well known for BPM. How did it evolve its CRM business from that?
Yeah, great question. So originally, if you go back, Pega is a 30-year-old company, which is hard to believe because I'm so young. But if you go back 30 years, the whole concept of what Pega was built on, that people could build business applications without writing code. So they could actually capture their best practices and ideas into a system, and that system would automatically generate and then execute those ideas, and people didn't have to write custom code. So founded 30 years ago on the ability to enable people to build business applications, if you go back 20 years ago, we said, well, we should be building business applications for people. So we believe we should be building applications for people, and that's how the most important one where we started the journey was customer service. So that's how we started down the CRM path, and it's been a natural evolution now that we offer marketing applications and we offer a sales automation application.
Okay, so the term that you've been using and a lot of people are using these days is customer engagement, and that's going to be a big driver of IT investment this year. What does that mean exactly, though?
Yeah, so customer engagement is a very important word because for us here at Pega, you know, the way we talk about customer engagement and when the companies we do business talk about it and we're out in the market talking about it is, so customer engagement really means, you know, anywhere that you are engaging with your customer along that complete journey they have with your company. So when a customer has a engages with your company over the complete life cycle, whether it's that first marketing offer, when it's when they're dealing with a sales rep, whether it's when they're getting customer service, when it's when their contract expires, when it's when they're getting a new quote on an insurance policy. So customer engagement really involves interacting with that customer across each touch point. And for us, we believe customer engagement in the past was fairly thinly defined as literally the kind of that front-end interaction you had with your customer. We believe it's much deeper than that, and not only is it the interaction you have with your customer in their mobile phone or via chat or on the website or, you know, when they walk into a branch or call the call center, but it also has to tie into the back office. So, you know, if you have a service request that involves an insurance claim, or if you have a request that involves a bill on your phone, that is also part of customer engagement, that I can actually now do what's in the best interest of the customer, so ultimately they become loyal, and we grow the lifetime value of that customer over time.
Okay, so when you're dealing with a customer on a certain situation, depending on what their case may be, that can fire off a process, and that's where the roots in BPM come into play, right?
Yeah, so the roots of BPM come into play in two fronts there. So exactly that, that whole kind of connection across, you know, from the every touch point, you know, being able to do it across each channel and do it consistently and let people move from one channel to another seamlessly, that's really kind of driven by the underlying process, or we talk about case management a lot, being able to move people among that. The other thing that's really important from a BPM perspective is literally letting you build or configure a customer-centric process, and if the customer chooses to engage you on the web, that the actual user experience dynamically adapts itself to that web factor, form factor, or if someone chooses to engage you in their mobile application, because if you have that BPM underneath the covers, that heritage, that process heritage, you can actually dynamically adapt that experience to the mobile application and include things like geolocation or include things like the ability to use the camera in that experience. And that core underpinning of, you know, designing a process without writing code that can adapt each channel is very much comes at the BPM core, the process core.
Right. And how much of the application is can be installed and how much is it configured or customized for the customer, your customer?
Yeah, great question. So for the business, for the enterprises we do business with, large companies, you know, Fortune 1000 companies, we deliver a full rich application. We deliver it on the cloud and we deliver it on premise. So they can literally take that application, for example, customer service, and they could turn it on tomorrow and they could start to, you know, run their business, take phone calls, websites, mobile. But for each of those applications, each of those organizations, even if you take something as simple as I want to change my address as a customer, you know, there's a lot of things that happen inside the four walls of a company, like, you know, American Expresses of the world or the like, that happen in the company that where they need to connect to those data sources and they need to check for fraud and they need to all these things. Companies like the ability to configure and adjust that. And so we can deploy an application right out of the box. They can take it, turn it on, and run it in the cloud. But the majority of those organizations need to configure it to, you know, what's their special differentiators, and they need to integrate it into their core systems that may exist today, which is something we give them the ability to do. So to answer your question directly, I would say typically, you know, companies are, you know, 80% grab that configuration from the application, and then there's the 20% where they really need to tie it into to, you know, their special sauce as a company.
How do you handle integration? I mean, obviously, with the BPM, you know, working the different processes, is there an integration layer there that can connect to the other platforms like content management platform, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that's important to point out, so at Pega, there's only one architecture within the company. You don't have, you know, many of the other companies out there in this space have acquired companies or have built in certain applications, and they have this kind of stitched together stack. There's one core architecture within Pega, the Pega 7 platform, which has all that power of, you know, process and business rules and predictive analytics and mobile and social built into the core platform. And very important, also built into that platform is an array of various ways, whether it's going directly to data, whether it's, you know, calling web services and APIs, or whether we also have the ability to embed and easily mash up into existing interfaces. So if a large company already has a mobile application, we can easily mash up any process directly into their mobile application. So, yeah, built into that core, whether it's, you know, enterprise content management, web content management, or whether it's the core data sources, we give them those tools to integrate very quickly. And we see, you know, we use the term wrap and renew as a, you know, maybe it's an internal term, but no company of large scale size wants to rip out all these existing systems. They need to find not only a way to put out great capabilities that we deliver, but also they need to be able to say, listen, I already have some of this stuff today. Let me wrap around that, not replace it, and use it and orchestrate it. So we very much do a lot of that in addition to delivering the rich application.
And is that kind of wrap service available through the cloud, or is that something that people have to install?
No, that's available. So it's available as the cloud, so you can deploy it within the cloud, or it's also available within on-premise if they decide to deploy it. And again, for us, we have one architecture that we let companies choose their deployment model, a cloud-based model or a premise-based model. And even interestingly enough, we have some people that run in a hybrid model that they want to run certain instances in certain locations on-premise, and in certain countries they want to run in the cloud, or they want to run their staging and development environments on the cloud and their production environment and premise. So we run comfortably in both models, and we even have some companies that are choosing a hybrid model.
And do you have an analytics built into the analytics tool built into that, or can you use your own analytics to measure the score that you're trying to get from your customer relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, you know, what has probably been traditional analytics or, you know, business intelligence where you can do reporting. So we have that built into the core in each of the applications with, you know, out-of-the-box reports. We also have, you know, dashboards so you can see all that information in real time. But beyond that, you know, probably more interesting to many people today is we have predictive analytical models, and we have adaptive self-learning analytical models. So what that means is it looks at, you know, what your goal was for an interaction, what happened during an interaction and the outcome of the interaction, and actually starts to relate and create on the fly. It creates real-time analytical models so you can see continuous improvement to make sure, you know, you're hitting your goals. And typically those goals are a balance of, you know, improved satisfaction as well as, you know, efficiency and productivity. So, yeah, analytics are baked right into the architecture, and those are traditional analytics as well as those extremely kind of modern self-learning analytical models, self-building models.
Anything we can expect from Pega this season, this year, let's say, in new technology, new directions, anything that you guys have working on that you can let me know about?
Yeah, so I think there's a few things that we have really focused on recently that, you know, have come out in the past, months or few months or so. Is, you know, one of the things is we've really created a user experience across, you know, customer engagement, whether that's marketing, sales, and service, that is, for an employee, is very much like what they expect from their consumer devices. There's always been this large gap between what you get on your, you know, your consumer-friendly mobile devices, and then you go to work and you'd have these kind of tired, not as exciting, aspects, user experience. So we've really modernized all the user experience for employees to be very dynamic, to also be very intuitive. The other thing we've done is we've really built all the channels directly into the architecture. So we talked earlier on about customer engagement and starting in any channel and, you know, transitioning to any channel without losing context. So we've built things into the core architecture around, like, text analytics and social analytics with sentiment analysis. We've pushed things into the core platform like co-browsing. So, you know, if you're on your mobile device and you're struggling and you reach out for help, a customer service rep can point to you right on your mobile device how to actually accomplish something, so you don't have to, you know, struggle. They can actually assist you directly. So we've built some of those core channels. We've made some large advancements on the data side, complex event processing, you know, with all this new social data, with, you know, real-time data streams that are coming in. Mm-hmm. Now we can do, the buzzword of big data or complex event processing, to process all these events in real time and really decide what to do best on behalf of the customer. And then we continually make it more business friendly, that they can model, take the complexities that are in their business and abstract it away from them, so they can use common business metaphors like a case, for example, and they can say, all right, this is how I want, you know, someone to engage us and process through that. And a business person could design that in customer terms or in business terms without writing a big functional spec and kicking it over to some Java coder or Apex coder to write that. So mm-hmm. We've seen a huge advancement in usability, and those will continue throughout 2015.
Great.
And beyond.
Sounds good. We've been talking with Steve Krause, Senior Director for CRM Solutions at Pega. I'm Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the Business Applications Group at TechTarget. For more CRM information, go to searchcrm.com, and thanks for listening.